Contestant number one is Randy. He runs a computer lab for disabled people. Good work, Randy.
Thanks.
And Suzanne, who is a vet tech.
Good morning, guys.
Here we go, guys. This is how it works. John went down to First Avenue, talked with somebody. You have to determine what the guy's answer is going to be to whatever question he has asked. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go slumming.
Let's go slumming. Take me slumming. Let's go slumming on First Avenue.
We're from a local radio station. We have a little game
show. All right. Yeah. 420 jam, people.
Yes, sir. That's right. I do the mic work.
All right.
I do the mic work.
Not like me.
So how you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
All right. What's your story? What makes you tick?
A Native American chief, dude.
You're a chief?
All right.
And what tribe would that be?
Mi'kmaq.
A Mi'kmaq. All right. Would you like to answer a question today?
Yeah. All
okay.
Right.
This is good.
I'll answer a question.
Well, welcome to Who's On First. We have a couple of people waiting on the telephone for your surprise answer.
Great surprise.
As we get to know you and your name.
All right. I'm going to tell you a joke.
Guy's going to do some top-notch comedy.
All right.
There we go.
Why the turtle cross the street? Why would a turtle cross the street, dude?
I don't know. It's your joke.
We get to the Shell station.
That is good.
That's good. I'm surprised. Thanks for the mirth. Here is my question to you. The new nickels are out this week. Brand new nickels have been released.
New nickels.
Monticello is on the back of the nickel. That's going to be changed. We're going to salute Lewis and Clark in the back of the new nickel and the Louisiana Purchase.
Really?
My
question. Not going to be very popular with the natives.
Yeah, the nickel memorializing Lewis and Clark expedition. Not going to be popular with Native Americans. But my question to you.
Oh, right.
You're right here on Who's On First. Who is on the front of the nickel? Who is that?
Well, what answer will our Who's On First comedian have for Mr. Maynard? Will you match it and win? And more importantly, will our guest reach into his bag of jokes again and lay us all out with another doozy? Let's find out, friends, by playing Who's On First.
All righty, here we go. Susan, what do you think he'll say? Who's on the nickel?
Oh, my gosh, the guy doesn't know who's on the nickel now. Okay, can't we change it to who's on a food stamp or who's on a bottle of Johnny Beam?
No, that's Jim Beam, for God's sake.
Yeah, whatever.
No, your cheap whiskey. All right, so what do you say? What's he going to say?
He's going to say he's Native. He's going to say Sacagawea.
All right, and you, Randy, what do you think?
He's going to say George Washington.
George Washington. Well, let's see now.
Who is on the front of the nickel? Who is that?
That's George Washington. Isn't it George?
No, sir, that is not.
Who is it?
That's Jefferson.
Jefferson, the writer?
Jefferson, the guy that sent Lewis and Clark out to screw up your reservation.
Wow.
Look at you.
Woo-hoo.
How'd you get it, Rand?
How'd you pull Washington out?
Oh, hell, I've been down on First Avenue before. I know what those guys are doing.
Okay. All right, Randy. Well, let's learn more about our new friend, Chuckles.
Know any other jokes?
Yeah. How do you get an elephant in a Safeway shopping cart?
In a Safeway shopping cart. All right.
Take the S out of safe and the F out of way.
There's no F. Oh.
What did he say?
I got you, dude. There's no F way.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Well, thanks for giving us a little chuckle fest today here.
All right,
then, Chief. Nice talking to you.
Thanks.
Let's go. Hang on the line, Randy.
Okay, I'm here.
All righty, hang tight.
Sniffing everything the way they do. Let's go to it. We do it too. Let's go slumming, no slumming at First Avenue.
Go, Gruntner. All right, good work.
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this,
420 jail,
you might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
There's no effing way.